December 28th edition of the MERS newsletter, Senator Rick Jones compared Kelly Rossman McKinney to a prostitute. He wasn't happy with some comments that she had made about him, and he took a couple of shots at her, and she's on the other end of our line. Good morning, Kelly.
Hi, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Now, we've never met, but I've heard a lot about you and seen a lot of your work. You're pretty tough. When you first saw these comments, what'd you think?
With the exception of the word hooker, I was totally okay with it. But I think it's important to remember, and this is a great example of the power of words. And the word that Senator Jones, who is, by the way, my senator, the word Senator Jones used to compare me to was just over the top, insulting, inappropriate. And as you said, look, I've been around this town a long time. I am very familiar with the environment in which we work. But he never would have called a male counterpart anything that is derogatory. And Tony, the way in which Senator Jones treats women and his comments about them is bipartisan or nonpartisan. He's made negative comments about Joan Fabiano, the chair of the Tea Party. And when I say negative, it's one thing to oppose someone. You know, you can agree to disagree and still be civil about it. But he's insulting beyond merit. And it just is, it's unseemly for our state senator. And again, you know, this is the guy who represents me, my neighbors, and my kids. And it's just over the top and not how I expected to start the new year, that's for sure.
What should happen?
Well, I'll tell you what has happened so far. And that is that Senate Majority Leader Randy Richard Bill called me yesterday and apologized to me on behalf of the caucus. And I was deeply appreciative of that. I pointed out to him that was, a wonderful thing for him to do, but the chair of this caucus is Senator Rick Jones. And although Senator Jones has called me twice now, since the original story ran, he called me, I think, Wednesday and Thursday mornings, I expected, frankly, Tony, and I guess this shows just how naive I can be even after 20-plus years in this town, I kind of expected that he was going to apologize and say, hey, you know, I went over the top, I'm really sorry. But instead, he thought it would be a great media event for me to participate with him in the Polar Plunge, which, don't get me wrong, it's a great event to raise money for the Special Olympics, but under the circumstances, it was so such an inappropriate next step. And then the following day, he just continued to badger me. So, you know, it's funny that it's easy to say hooker, and it's hard to say I'm sorry. So go figure, Tony. You're a man of words. What do you think?
Well, that's one of the things that's big with my boss. The words that we use are very, very important. And, you know, when someone asked me my opinion on this, I thought you both were at fault. I thought the words that you described him with could have been better.
In what way?
Well, when you say that he is one of the biggest losers, isn't there a better adjective?
Well, actually, the adjective was MERS. I never used that term. I was responding to a question that they posed to me, which is, who do you think the biggest losers were? And so that was the question. I did not use that word actually in anything I said about him. And in fact, I resisted the urge to call him names and instead said, I believe this is factually based, that he is more driven by press releases than by public policy. And you yourself know the guy is a news release, a minute kind of a guy. He could not resist, despite the fact that Mertz hadn't asked him for a comment, he could not resist responding to my comments. And I don't have a problem with that. But to be deliberate and premeditated to use the word hooker to describe me is beyond the pale.
So if he does apologize, will you accept the apology?
Oh, absolutely. Of course.
Okay, well, we have him on the program next, and we'll see what he says.
Thanks, Tony. And thank you, too, by the way, for participating in the Women's Caring Program fundraiser that we hosted this summer. I really appreciate that. That was a wonderful gesture.
Any fundraisers, any speaking engagements you need me for, you call me, and I'll be there for you.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate it, Tony. Thanks, and have a great new year. Hopefully the next time we talk, it will be about something a little bit more positive.
Absolutely. Thank you.
You bet. Thanks.